This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. We will get to some FBI stuff here. We'll talk about Democrats grouping us all in with things. Jesse, somebody wants, well, I'm reading his email. Somebody wants to know, should we give illegals some slack? All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. But I want to get to these two things. Because I get a lot of these. I could have done 100 of these for today, but it's about Kash Patel, the FBI, the pace of things. I'll go to this one first. The subject of this is Kash Patel and nothing done. Jesse, a bunch of us guys were sitting around last night, and the most energetic conversation was about how we are all really frustrated with Patel. All we're seeing is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. People in the FBI who should be going to prison or put on leave. Director Autumn, who was involved in the Steele dossier, was put on administrative leave. Instead of firing all the woke DEI agents who took a knee, they were demoted instead of fired. The head of the FBI who went after the January Sixers with a vendetta was given a promotion. This is insane. If Trump doesn't make... Okay, you get it. His name is Steve. And then I got this email. Jesse, I'm a retired federal agent who has a lot of experience with criminal prosecution. I would submit to you that the arrest of Elvis Chan has more to do with identifying those at the top of the FBI who were undoubtedly working with any number of other government agencies who actually planned and executed everything that happened before the 2020 election. Elvis Chan was a mid-level manager who knew most, if not all, of the players. After he undergoes a debriefing and provides information as to the players in the conspiracy, you'll get your real arrests and prosecutions. And if it's as extensive as I believe it is, it'll be heavy, and Chan will get rewarded for his cooperation. He'll sing like a bird. They ask not that I don't say their name, and I will not say their name. And so we're going to get to this 60 Minutes Kamala Harris stuff in a second, but I'm going to say, this is a conversation we've had before. It's very, very difficult to tell you or tell me to be patient. When I, for instance, when I teased this little segment, I said, people are getting impatient with the FBI. Jewish producer Chris, during the break, as soon as I went to break, said, yeah, that's you. You're getting impatient with the FBI. I said, look, I know, me too. Same thing. You've heard me yell. Arrest them. Arrest them. Why are they retiring? Why are they retiring? Why are they resigning? What? Relocated. What? Arrest them. I'm saying the same thing. I'm having the same conversations with your friends. However, I have this other little birdie on my other shoulder who is telling me they are working on it. And I have things that I'm going to use that are going to let me know whether they're actually doing good or not. I'm not telling you to use the same things I am using, but I'm just going to pour out my soul for you here. Here are really the three big things I am going to use. All right? You with me? I'm going to give it a year from now. And here's what I want to see. A year from now. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. I want to see government people arrested, and I'm talking FBI people. People who have drawn a paycheck from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I want them in handcuffs. Okay? That's one. Handcuffs. Government people. Two. The whistleblowers need to be brought back. The whistleblowers must be brought back. I understand there are reasons. I've been told there are reasons Garrett O'Boyle is still twisting in the wind, not his fault. That Steve Friend, that these studs, these heroes in the FBI who lost their career to expose Joe Biden's FBI, I'm told that essentially there are things that have to be done first. Okay? All right? Consider me impatient, but I got it. Okay? They better not be twisting in the wind a year from now. So, arrests, whistleblowers brought back, if they want to be brought back, either way, made whole. Third, and I've never said this to you before. In fact, I don't know that I've ever said this to anybody before. Here it is. Is Dan Bongino still there? I understand Dan Bongino is, to you, Dan's a stud. I think you doubt Dan, but I realize he's more of just a media voice. You know, you've seen him on Fox News and his podcast was huge and his show, and Dan's big, right? You know who Dan Bongino is, but he's a voice on the radio or a face, usually an angry face, but a face on the television. You know Dan Bongino. Okay. I am telling you this. This is you and me. Dan Bongino is so genuine. Sometimes it's painful. What I mean by that is the Dan Bongino you used to hear on his podcast or see on television, don't think for a second that was an act. He is just as intense in person. He believes it all in person. He believes it to the bone. Meaning, like if the last time I was at Dan's house there for his birthday party, last time I was at Dan's house, it was this huge production, his birthday party. It was amazing. Hey, they had a band and everything brought in. It was the most amazing birthday party I've ever seen in my life. And Dan's there, and he's trying to be a good host, and he's walking around, and finally Dan and I get together, and Dan starts screaming about, it was like Joe Biden at the time, I think it was. Dan immediately was upset about corruption inside of the government. It wasn't, hey, have you tried the hors d'oeuvres or anything like that? Dan is one of us. Hey, look, he's richer and more famous, but he's one of us, okay? If Dan leaves, that will tell me everything I need to know. That will tell me everything I need to know. And that's, honestly, it's the day I dread. It's the day I worry about. There, I just told you. If I wake up, what's that, Chris? Am I hearing he's going to? No. Let me clarify. I've never heard a word about Dan leaving. He's never said anything to me privately about it either. I've never even heard a rumor about it. I've never heard a word about it. That this is something I came up with in my own mind. But I wake up every day and I look at my phone for maybe a text message or maybe just a headline, Dan Bongino stepping down. If Dan Bongino steps down, especially if it's over the next year, it can't be saved. He doesn't believe he can save it because he's not going to sit there and do nothing. If he throws his hands up and says, screw it, I'm done, that'll tell you it can't be fixed. Those are my three things. Like I said, we'll call it a year from now. What is it? Is it May 1st? Is it May 2nd? It's May 2nd. Okay, so we'll call it next May 1st. Chris, remind me. I'll put a reminder in the phone. Those are my three things. I'm not telling you to be patient because you deserve better than that. You deserve to have the secret state police agency defunded yesterday. To be honest with you, you know what you actually deserve? It's what you and I used to scream about under Joe Biden. You know the GOP Congress under Joe Biden? You know they should have defunded the FBI back then, right? Zeroed out their funding. As soon as the Federal Bureau of Investigation kicks in the door of the Republican nominee for president and raids his wife's underwear drawer, the Federal Bureau of Investigation's funding drops to zero. As soon as the FBI gets discovered having electioneered the 2020 election on behalf of Joe Biden, their funding should have been dropped to zero by the GOP Congress. So this is not me telling you to just calm down, be patient, it'll be fine. I'm telling you the criteria I'm using. You are right. We need arrests, lots of them. But look, you heard what this former federal agent said. Heard what they said. Maybe Elvis Chan was put on terminal leave, and maybe Elvis Chan is currently sitting in a room singing like a canary right now, exposing all the bad people in the FBI who authorized this and told him to do that. And if that's the case, I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with it if that's the case. Look, if that's the case, let's do it. You have to use these criminals and their testimony to get to bigger and more pervasive criminals. I will continue to come back to this until it changes. The United States government is a criminal organization a la the American Mafia. And so in order to take it down, we are going to have to use the same tactics we used to take down the American Mafia. Find somebody who's a member, figure out a way to make him talk. If that's what Elvis Chan is currently doing right now, sounds good to me. What is completely unacceptable to me is a bunch of resignations. No. You don't get to use your FBI badge as a license to arrest as many Republicans and protect Democrats and then get away with a retirement check of my money. No, not okay. We'll see. Look, I'm taking my chalk. I'll be ready for whatever. You know what I did today? Two breakfast tacos. Little glass of orange juice. I'm trying to tone down the orange juice because it's so heavy on sugar, but big glass of water, little glass of orange juice, male vitality stack every single morning. Maybe that's why I'm always so full of pep. Maybe that's why my mood is good all the time. Get some natural herbal supplements in your body, man. You're going to thank me when you start. Everybody thanks me. I have never had an email once that said, Jesse, that was terrible. I didn't get anything out of that. Everybody loves chalk. Men, women, everybody, get a subscription, save a fortune, and start some herbal supplements. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. That's talked about 60 minutes getting an Emmy. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we're going to get to this. Before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, we're going to get to 60 Minutes getting an Emmy nomination for that Kamala Harris interview they edited. Pause on that for a moment. Just put that in your back pocket. Last night, it was quite entertaining. Luke's my youngest, my 14-year-old, and Ob is my wife. And he loves to give her crap and get a rise out of her. And she loves to do the same to him. It's just hilarious to watch those two, like peas in a pod, go back and forth. Then last night, Ob, she says to Luke, hey, I'm going to be substitute teaching. do you want to come have lunch with me? And Luke says, well, no, not really. And so obviously Ab is going to play that up. Why wouldn't you want to have lunch with your mother? And Luke can see that he's screwed up. He just answered very honestly. He wanted to go screw off with his friends. He can see that he's screwed up. And so as an explanation for why he doesn't want to, this is what he drops on his mother. Well, I already eat breakfast and dinner with you. Now, obviously, that's a hilarious and very true little story. But it's funny when people are losing that they'll often do things to make the losing even worse. You know, it's the football team that's down 14 points. So instead, they try to run a trick play that nobody's practiced enough and they fumble it. And now they're down 21 points. The American media, the system itself, and I mean all the system, the education, the media, all of it, it has a legitimacy crisis right now. And they know they have a legitimacy crisis. They understand they do. Meaning the American people don't trust them anymore. The American people don't watch CBS to get news anymore. They don't read the New York Times. The American people think the education department's the enemy. They think the FBI is the enemy. The American people roll their eyes when the CDC gives out warnings now. The American system, our system, has lost its credibility. It spit in our face, lied to us, and violated our trust so many times that now the American people are pulling away and they're finding other sources of information. But the problem is these pillars, these institutions that need our legitimacy for their survival, they don't understand how to save themselves. And so the things they try to do to get the legitimacy back makes them lose even more legitimacy. Exhibit A is the 60 Minutes Kamala Harris interview, the one we've talked about before, the one Trump is suing CBS for. It's not even arguable what happened. CBS and 60 Minutes, which sells itself as, you know, the journalistic program, they sat down to interview Kamala Harris leading up to her election. Remember, this is right before the election. I think it was October, if I remember right. They sat down with Kamala Harris. The problem was this. Kamala Harris is an idiot. She doesn't know anything about anything. She can't talk. She can't speak eloquently about a single subject because she's 60 going on 15. She knows nothing about anything. CBS interviews her and her answers are horrible. 60 Minutes knows they're horrible. They're so horrible that one of her answers, they just cut it and they took a different answer that she'd answered a different question on and spliced it into that answer and completely, they lied. They told an outright lie about what Kamala Harris said, and they did it so Kamala Harris would win the election and Donald Trump would lose the election. It's that simple. CBS lied and they did it so Kamala Harris could win the election. That information came out. Trump's suing them for it. Good for him. That information came out. Here you are, you're CBS, you're 60 Minutes, and you've lost even more credibility with the American people. Most people I know think it's a joke now. They laugh when we talk about it. Well, what do you do? Well, you can go two different routes. I know what you should do. If you're CBS and 60 Minutes, what you should do is issue a very, very direct, very heartfelt public statement that you did wrong and you were dishonest and you misled the American people. And that kind of thing is not going to happen again. The people responsible for that have been fired. And from this point forward, CBS in 60 Minutes will hold itself to the highest possible standards, and that's how they intend to earn your trust back. Will that get your trust back? No, but it would be a start, wouldn't it? It would make you sit up in your chair. Oh, okay. That's what they could do. But just like Luke telling Ab that he already had breakfast and dinner with her, instead they're going to do the opposite thing, and the system is going to nominate that specific interview for an Emmy, and I kid you not, the Emmy is for The Outstanding Edited Interview. That's what it's for. Thus, further destroying the legitimacy, the credibility of CBS in 60 Minutes and the Emmys. It's wild to watch when people lose the things they do that make it so much worse than it already was. It's crazy. It's crazy to me that you don't have a chef IQ.com IQ sense yet. That's what's crazy to me. You know, you go to chefiq.com and you'll look at these IQ senses and you'll see they have singles, doubles, triples. I actually think they have quadruples. What is it? It's a wireless cooking thermometer. You put it in your meat, your chicken, your beef, your pork, your fish, whatever you're cooking in the oven, the smoker, grill, and you leave it in there. You're not opening it up and checking it. That's how you screw your meat up. You keep it closed the whole time and leave the thermometer in there. Your phone will notify you when it's done. You just open the app on your phone and say, I want this one at 225 internal temperature. You don't have to sit and check. You don't have to check again. Your phone will beep at you when dinner's done. How amazing is that? Perfect meat every time doesn't cost you money. It saves you money. ChefIQ.com code Jesse saves you 15% at checkout. ChefIQ.com code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes, and make sure you subscribe wherever you happen to download it and leave a review discussing how huge my hands are. Let's get back to some of these questions, shall we? Dear Jesse, I'm so sick and tired of Democrats. Whenever they admit or make a vague apology, they throw us in their group. Oh, we're sorry, but both sides need to do better. That's just crap, this guy says. Your thoughts? No, it's a tactic, buddy. It's a tactic. You've probably used it in your own personal life, or you've dated or married somebody who did. We've all done it. Men, women, everybody does it. When you are in the wrong in an argument, when you do wrong, well, you're probably not going to win the argument outright because you did wrong. Hey, Jesse, did you drink all the beer in the fridge? I got that beer because my parents were coming into town. Well, I can't undrink the beer. And no, I didn't drink. We don't even have beer in the fridge, but you get the idea. I can't undrink the beer. Okay. So if Ob's upset with me that I drank all the beer, what I cannot do is hope to undrink it. But what I can do, if I get swollen with pride and I don't want to admit I was wrong and I don't want to just apologize, not that I would ever be like that, what I can do is figure out a way to make us both at fault. Spread some of that blame around. Well, I wouldn't have drank all the beer in the fridge. Maybe if you ever got me some beer at the grocery store for myself, I'd hate for you to think of me once. See what I mean? If at the end of the argument, when I did wrong, we are both apologizing. Yeah, you're right. I could have got you some beer, honey. That's a win for me. When communists get caught doing evil things in this country, when they get caught stealing, when they get caught bringing in illegals, and definitely when they commit acts of violence, they do it all the time. They love violence. You know why. Communists and violence, they go hand in hand. You can't get it out of them. They believe violence is a necessary means to get what they want out of the revolution. And so whenever they commit acts of violence, they'll come out and condemn both sides. Everybody needs to turn down the temperature every single time some crazy tranny nut job firebombs something or does something like that. Well, I mean, everybody on both sides, it's a tactic to avoid all that blame, all the public eyes resting on them. So when they screw up, well, it's everybody's fault. When we screw up, hey, it's your fault. It's just a tactic. You don't have to get annoyed. Just recognize it and laugh it off. Jesse, what's your response when someone says, don't illegals get a little bit of slack since the president of the United States of America ushered them in? Here's my response. Deporting you back to your country is slack. You realize that? People think I'm this crazy barbarian. I'm the moderate solution. You violated the sovereignty of my country on purpose. I understand. And by the way, I'm not an idiot. I understand why you did it. If I was raised in some dump like Italy, I'd try to come here too. But you violated the sovereignty of my country. And you did it knowingly. And you did it on purpose. The moderate, kind solution is to apprehend you without harming you, feed you, water you, place you on an air-conditioned airplane, and send you back to the country you belong. At great expense to me, I should point out. You understand that this stuff costs us money. None of this stuff is free. You're paying for all that food. You're paying for the flights. You're paying for the air conditioning. You're paying for all of it. That is us giving them slack. You know what I want done? I've told you what I want done, and I hope you didn't think I was joking. I support Donald Trump's purchase of Greenland, and I support his purchase of Greenland because it is a large, barren, frozen hellscape, and I know there's a bunch of minerals and things like that on there we want. I'm a huge supporter of prison camps opening up on Greenland. No, I don't want people tortured or killed. I don't want a gulag system. That's not what I'm saying. But everybody can get a lovely winter coat. I want a prison camp, multiple prison camps set up in Greenland specifically for illegals and government employees who get arrested, charged, and convicted of crimes. That's what I want. And yes, I want them housed together. No, not separate. Nope. All of them together. Trende Aragua can sit right next to the FBI agent who decided to arrest January Sixers for a living. No, it's not Siberia, Chris. I want everyone fed. I'm not saying that. Give them winter clothes. I don't want... The moderate solution, slack, is us telling you go back home. That is slack. I don't violate any other country's sovereignty. It would never even occur to me to violate another country's sovereignty. Whenever I travel, if I'm crossing borders internationally, I make sure ahead of time, I'm making sure all my stuff is in order. Is my passport in order? Am I good to go? I will look into the State Department's website. Do I need to notify the State Department when I am in a country? What are your customs? What are your laws? When we went to Israel for that big trip, remember we were there. What was it? Sabbath or something like that? It wasn't Sabbath, Chris. What? Why are you? Shabbat. That's what I said. That's practically what I said, Chris. Anyway, it was Shabbat. And so the food options were dreadful. Well, I obeyed. They had this thing in the hotel we were at. They had this thing where they had a lounge where you could go get some fruit and stuff like that. And I was practically starving to death. And it was something to do with Shabbat that I was not allowed to take the food out and take it to my room. You had to eat it in there. It was something. I didn't sneak the food out. Okay, if that's your custom, This is the custom of the country. This is the rules you abide by. Then I will respectfully sit there and eat my fruit in the thing, and I won't take it out. That's how people operate. That's how you operate when you're in someone else's home. Do you flush the toilet, wash your hands, take your shoes off, put the toilet seat down? Do you thank her for dinner? Of course you do these things. You're a human being. Well, why is it just simply accepted by America that, well, I mean, all these people are pretty innocent. No, they're not. Every single one of them violated the sovereignty of my country on purpose. And you can explain why they did it. I get it. I get why they did it. But don't sell me on the saintly immigrant. No. There are all kinds of people who came here legally and they had to wait forever and they had to bust their butts to get citizenship and stuff like that. Now that guy and me can be boys. That lady and me can be friends. Don't tell me the illegal is not getting any slack. Slack is being deported without a stop in Greenland. You better hope I don't get in charge. Hey, Jesse, a lot of liberals in my life are very book smart, but lack common sense and street smarts. Why is that? It's very simple. Education systems of countries are very, very important. And I don't mean necessarily just schools, right? As soon as I say education system, automatically we picture schools because that's how our education system works in America. There's grade school, and then there's middle school, and then there's high school, and then there's college afterwards. And that's the education system in the country. I'm talking about the system a country uses, whatever the country and whatever time period, the system the country uses to train its young people how to operate inside of that country and how they should operate inside of that country. And how your young people are trained by the education system will determine in large part where they go from there. I'll explain in just a moment. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I can't wait to make fun of Chuck Schumer. That'll be fun here in just a few minutes before we get to that. And we still have to talk Disney. Some guy's trying to sell me on Brazilian barbecue. Judges getting arrested. All kinds of things. All right. But before we get to that, I want to continue on the point. The guy was asking, I know a bunch of liberals who are very book smart, but not street smart. They don't know anything. And I talked about country's education system. Here's how our education system works in the United States of America. How a lot of it works. This is obviously not universal, but it's general structure is what I'm about to say. When you go to school, you learn to absorb things, add them to your memory, and then regurgitate things. That's school. You might have even shrugged or scoffed at that because it's such an obvious point. But you go, you learn your ABCs, you regurgitate your MBCs, ABCs. You learn sentence structure. You learn algebra, which is horrible. You learn chemistry. But what are you learning? Well, teach me the periodic table. I'll repeat it back to you. That's what you learn. You absorb, regurgitate. Absorb, regurgitate. What you are generally not learning is how to think. And that's not an accident. The education system doesn't want you to think. It wants to program you. And most education systems really are like this. They're trying to program you in a certain way, in a certain way of thinking. But ours tries to program you into simply absorbing information, regurgitating information. Absorb, regurgitate. Absorb, regurgitate. I tell you all the time not to agree with me all the time, don't I? Don't agree with anybody all the time. Don't wave anybody's pom-poms. If you are Jesse's always right, you're dead wrong because I'm not always right. If you're Trump's always right, you're dead wrong. Trump's not always right. Nobody's always right. Think for yourself. You think. Disagree. Learn to process things in your mind. Our education system doesn't work that way. In fact, it encourages just the opposite. And then you asked about your liberal friends. It gets worse from there because most people can exist in that system. Okay, I'll learn my ABCs and I'll learn my algebra and stuff like that. But when you get into higher education, it's not an accident. The longer you go to college, the greater the chances are you're on the left. I forget what the last poll number was I looked at, but it's astounding. If you don't go to college at all, chances are you'll be on the right. The longer you stay in college, the greater the chances are you will be on the left. It's very, very difficult to find PhDs or master's degree people who aren't complete communists. Why? That is the finishing school for programming. And they make it, it actually comes back to the 60 Minutes Emmy Kamala Harris interview thing. They make it so if you want the credentials, you must think in this extremely narrow way, and you are not allowed out of thinking like that if you want the credential. Chris, grab that audio that we played a while ago. Columbia, I'm almost positive it was Columbia. Columbia's medical school, where at their graduation, they're having to repeat all this commie gobbledygook about how unequal everything is and equity and all this other crap. It's just one example. Oh, you have it? Go ahead and play it. Now, let me set this up again. They're graduating. Medical students. Listen to what they are forced to recite together.
We enter the profession of medicine with appreciation for the opportunity to build on the scientific and humanistic achievements of the past. We also recognize the acts and systems of oppression affected in the name of medicine. We take this oath of service to begin building a future grounded in truth, restoration, and equity to fulfill medicine's capacity
got the gist, to liberate. Chris. Why did your doctor turn into a system-serving loser who tried to inject you with a COVID vax that wasn't proven during the COVID vaccine stuff? Because your doctor, he was forced into a narrow way of thinking, or they wouldn't have allowed him to become a doctor, you see. This is, like I said, it's very similar to Kamala Harris, CBS, 60 Minutes, getting nominated for an Emmy for an interview. CBS is currently getting sued over because they lied so badly in the interview. You credential morons, you credential people who hate you, you credential, not people who hate you, you credential the people who are on your side, and you bar the people who hate you because they won't conform to that way of thinking, you see. You force everybody. You want to be a doctor? Better push equity. You're going to push equity, right? Hey, white people are evil. Hey, will you sign this piece of paper saying that white people are evil? You do think white people are evil, right? I've got your medical degree. Being in school is really hard. You paid a lot of money for this. You do want to be a doctor, right? Hey, just, you know what? Push that COVID vax. You've heard we're sponsored by Pfizer, right? Push that COVID vax for us. Hey, you know what? They need 6 injections. You believe that? I thought you wanted to be a doctor. That's how it works. The longer you spend in our education system, because it's been poisoned,
the greater chances you have of turning into a leftist. And this probably should serve as a warning to parents out there. In fact, we're going to get to some parenting stuff here in a minute, but be careful with your baby girl and young man. Be very careful with them. And for aspirational parents with aspirational children, this can become really difficult, because what if you're sitting there? What if your daughter wants to become a doctor? Straight A student, probably has a wonderful heart, wants to help people. She wants to become a doctor. And I'm not telling you not to let her become a doctor. That's not what I'm saying. But you better approach that so incredibly carefully, because what's going to happen is she's majorly accomplished. She is going to be applying to all these colleges and the elite medical schools out there. She's going to want desperately to get into them, and she's going to try so hard to get into them. And there's a chance that's the last place in the world you should send your daughter. But daddy, I want to get into Columbia. Daddy, all the smartest kids go to Columbia. Daddy, please just let me go to Columbia. You better be so, so careful, because they're going to get her and they're going to eat her up. For 8 years on college campus, they're going to pick at her and chew at her and pick at her and chew at her and pick at her and chew at her and whittle her down. And soon, you'll get a doctor back after about 8 years. Yeah, half her head will be shaved, the other half will be pink, and she'll be bringing home her girlfriend. You watch. You watch. It's happened more times than I can count. Again, I'm not saying don't let them go to medical school. I'm not. Be careful. Be really, really careful, because that's where you lose them. And look, speaking of doctors, you know doctors develop relief factor? You did know that, right? It's 100% drug-free, so people think that, no doctors were involved. It was developed by doctors. Doctors don't want you taking things, real doctors, good doctors, they don't want you taking things to mask your pain. But they don't want you ignoring it either. You have to address it. That's what Relief Factor is. It's a 100% drug-free supplement. What do? You take it every day. And the daily pain that plagues you slowly disappears as the Relief Factor builds up in your body. Your body's already trying to fight the inflammation. Your body needs help. Relief Factor is that help. Try it. Just try it. If it doesn't work, don't order anymore. It's 3 weeks worth. 3 weeks is $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor will get that pain away. That pain can evaporate and you can get back to living the life you want. All right. Let's do some parenting talk. Democrat Party's unpopular. Let's make fun of Chuck Schumer and more. Final hour next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.